We've mentioned a number of times the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Pei Tes, that if a person forgets to count Sfiras HaOmer, one of the nights, then he should continue counting the rest of the days without a bracha. And that's to be choshesh for the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag, as we know, is of the opinion that if a person misses a day of Sfiras HaOmer, then there's no point in counting any future days, not just not to make a bracha, but there's no point in counting Sfira at all, because the Bahag either claims that if you've lost the continuity of the count, then there's no point in continuing to count, or he assumes that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is really one big unit. All 49 days is one big unit, so therefore if a person misses a little bit of the Sfira, if he misses one day of the Sfira, so then he's lost the mitzvah. So if he's lost the mitzvah, there's no point to continue counting. So says the Shulchan Aruch, to be choshesh for the Shita of the Bahag, if a person misses a day of Sfira, he should continue counting, because according to the Balei Tosfos, he still can fulfill the mitzvah, but he shouldn't make a bracha to be choshesh for the position of the Bahag, because according to the Bahag, he can no longer count. So to be choshesh for the Bahag, he shouldn't continue counting with the bracha, but he should count the other days. The Poskim have a very interesting shaila related to this Shita of the Bahag. What's the din if a person forgets to count one day, he misses a day of Sfira? Can he make a bracha for someone who hasn't missed a day? This other person is going to be counting Sfira. He hasn't missed a day of Sfira. He has a full mitzvah, but he has to make a bracha. So can the individual who missed a day of Sfira be motzi, that person who hasn't missed a day of Sfira, in the bracha? Let's say a person is a shliach tzibah for a minyan. Well, let's say he's the rav of the minyan, and the minig in that kehila is that the rav makes the bracha and counts Sfira before the kohal, or the shliach tzibah makes the bracha and counts Sfira before the kohal. So what's a person to do? Let's say they forgot a day in Sfira, and it's going to be embarrassing to tell someone that they're not going to make the bracha. Someone else will make the bracha. So can they ask a member of the kohol that they want to be motzi him in the bracha, and then they'll be able to make the bracha for that individual. He'll be yotze with them, and it won't seem as though this person missed a day of Sfira. What's the din? To be choshesh for the Shita of the Bahag, this individual is not going to make a bracha for himself if he counts by himself. But he's not counting for himself. He'll count, you know, his counting is, let's say, accounting without the bracha. But let him make a bracha for someone else. Let him make a bracha for the individual who still is chayiv in Sfiras HaOmer. Can he do that? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvas HaTzvi quotes that the Beis Halevi was of the opinion that he can make a bracha for such an individual. But if a person misses a day of Sfira, he can still make the bracha for someone else. He's called a mechuyev bedavar. So he can make a bracha for someone who is absolutely chayiv in the mitzvah, who hasn't missed the day of Sfira. And in fact, the way the story goes, the Beis Halevi once had, this happened to him, he forgot a day of Sfira, and he had to serve as a shliach tzibur during the days of Sfira Sa'omer, and he asked a member of the kohol that he wants to be motzi him in the bracha, and that's what he did. He made the bracha, and then he counted his own Sfira. He was motzi that individual with the bracha. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank comments that really the Svar of the Beis Halevi makes, the Shita of the Beis Halevi makes a lot of sense. Why? Because we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Afal Pi Sheyotze Motzi, that we have a principle of Shomea Ka'one, that if a person is being Yotze a mitzvah himself, a mitzvah Shevedibra, let's say a person is being Yotze Kiddush, so he can make Kiddush for someone else. Not only can he be Yotze, but someone else can be Yotze with him. That's called Shomea Ka'one. That means at the same time that the person is being Yotze himself, he can be Motzi someone else as well. But there's another halacha that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has, and that is Afal Pi Sheyotze Motzi. Even if a person has already been Yotze the mitzvah, he can still be Motzi someone else who has not been Yotze the mitzvah. Let's say a person has made Kiddush already, and then someone comes along and he hasn't heard Kiddush, he hasn't made Kiddush. So this individual who has already made Kiddush can be Motzi that individual. That's not Shomea Ka'ona. That's a bigger Kiddush on top of Shomea Ka'ona. Because the person himself is not being Yotze Kiddush, but rather he's being Motzi the other individual. He's been Yotze, but nevertheless, Afal Pi Sheyotze, he can be Motzi. That's another Kiddush. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, at first glance, the Kiddush of the Beis HaLevi is not such a Kiddush, because it's really no different than Yotze Motzi. The idea of Yotze Motzi Lechora is that even if a person was a Mechuyev Bedavar, but is no longer a Mechuyev Bedavar, so he's still called a Mechuyev Bedavar. He can be Motzi, someone who is a full Mechuyev Bedavar. He was Mechuyev, he's no longer Mechuyev because he's already been Yotze, so he can still be Motzi, someone who is a full Mechuyev Bedavar. So in a similar sense, over here, a person misses a day of Sfira. So now he's a Safik Mechuyev V'davar, but he was Mechuyev V'davar at some point in time when the Mitzvah of Sfira Somer began, the first day, he was Mechuyev V'davar. So this individual was a Mechuyev V'davar, now he's not a Mechuyev V'davar, or Safik, not a Mechuyev V'davar. So just like Avopi Sheyatzim Motzi, here, Avopi Sheyatzim, meaning Avopi, that he was a Mechuyev V'davar, but now is no longer a Mechuyev V'davar in the Mitzvah of Sfira Somer, he should be able to be Motzi, a person who's fully Mechuyev V'davar in the Bracha. Why not? That's what Ratzif HaSafrank wants to suggest. The Beis Halevi seems correct. But the Pri Chodesh disagrees. He claims that if a person misses a day of Sfiras HaOmer, then not only can he make the bracha for himself, but he can't make the bracha for someone else as well. He can't make the bracha for the individual who has not missed a day of Sfira. And he says, I'll bring you a raya from a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Megillah. Yerushalmi Megillah says that a Ben Ir can't be motzi a Ben Krach. That we know that in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, there are different chiyuvim. There are some people who are in cities, in the open cities, the B'nai Ir. So they read on the 14th of Chodesh Adar. And the krachim that are Mukavos Choma Mimos Yoshua Benun, those people who live in the walled cities, they read on the Tesvav Adar. So comes the Yerushalmi and says that a Ben Ir cannot be motzi a Ben Krach in the mitzvah of Megillah. Why? Because the Ben Ir is not a Mechuyev B'davar in reading the Megillah on Tesvav. So says the Pri Chodesh, what's the difference between that case and our case? Right, both the Ben Ir and the Ben Krach have a mitzvah of Megillah, but the Ben Ir doesn't have a chiyav of Mikra Megillah on Tezvav. He's not a mechuyav bedavar for the kriya of the Ben Krach. And therefore he can't be motzi the Ben Krach in the mitzvah. So too over here. This individual who missed the day of Sfira, according to the Bahag, he can't be Yotzei the mitzvah of Sfira anymore. He doesn't have a mitzvah. He's not a mechuyav bedavar anymore. So if he's not a mechuyav bedavar anymore, so how can it be motzi someone who's a full Mechuyev B'davar in the Bracha? Someone who's not a Mechuyev B'davar can't be Motzi Yisra'abim, Yedei Chavasan. So Zabda Pri Chodosh, I think from the Yerushalmi, it's mashma, that if a person right now is not a Mechuyev B'davar in the mitzvah that the other individual has, then he can't be Motzi him. Interesting, right? According to the Beis Halevi, even though the person is not a Mechuyev B'davar now, he still can be Motzi someone who is a full Mechuyev B'davar. As long as he's a Mechuyev B'davar at some point in time. So if the person was a Mechuyev B'davar at the beginning of the Mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, even though right now he's not a Mechuyev B'davar because he missed one day, and according to the Bahag, he's not a Mechuyev B'davar, it's not a problem. As opposed to the Pri Chodesh, he assumes, no, it still is a problem since he's not Mechuyev B'davar now, so then he can't be Motzi someone who's Mechuyev B'davar completely. So the question is, what's the Beis Halevi going to do with the Yerushalmi? Right, the Pri Chodesh quotes Yerushalmi, a Ben Ir can't be Motzi Ben Krach in the Mitzvah of Megillah. The chara from that, you see that someone who doesn't share exactly the same chiyav as the other individual can't be motziim. So why by sphere is it different? Why should we say that this person who missed a day in sphere is not a mechuyav bedavar in the same way as the person who hasn't missed a day of sphere? So how can he be motzi the person who hasn't missed a day in sphere? How can he be motziim in the bracha? What's the Beis Halevi going to say? So Rav Tzipas Frank suggests, maybe the Beis Halevi holds that the Bavli argues against the Yerushalmi. Who says we paskin like this, Yerushalmi? He quotes that the Ritva in his Hilchas Brachis paskins beferish against the Yerushalmi. The Ritva says that a Ben Krach can be motzi a Ben Ir. And if a Ben Krach can be motzi a Ben Ir, then Lachora, it should work in the reverse direction too. The Ben Ir should be able to be motzi the Ben Krach and the Mitzvah Megillah as well. Why should it go one way, not the other? Lachora, it goes both ways. So according to the Ritva Bevada, you can argue with the Yerushalmi. He paskins against the Yerushalmi. What's more, if you look at the Rambam doesn't quote the halach of the Yerushalmi Bechlal. He just leaves it out. He doesn't say whether the Ben Krach can be motzi the Ben Ir can be motzi the Ben Krach. He doesn't say that he can't be motzi. He doesn't say he can't be motzi. So presumably he can be motzi. He can be motzi him. They can be motzi each other. Even though they don't share the same chiv, l'chor according to the Rambam, they can be motzi each other because the Rambam doesn't mention the sheet of the Yerushalmi. So Rav Tzipa Safrank wants to suggest, you know what, maybe the Bavli argues against the Yerushalmi. The Bavli claims that a Ben Ir can be motzi a Ben Krach. And what's the machlokas? So he suggests maybe the Yerushalmi argues with the whole rule of Yotze Motzi. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Bavli says that Avavisha Yotze Motzi, that even someone who doesn't have a chiyav right now, he's already been Yotze, he doesn't have a chiyav right now, but since he was Mechuyav B'davar at some point in time, he can't be motzi the other individual who was Mechuyav B'davar. Maybe the Yerushalmi argues. The Yerushalmi doesn't quote this halacha of Avavishi Yatsa Motzi. So maybe the Yerushalmi Taka argues on that principle. But if you are to hold Avavishi Yatsa Motzi, which is how we paskin, Zokto Tzipes Afrani, so what should come out is that when it comes to the Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, Even if a person misses a day and he's no longer mechuyev b'davar in the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, according to the Bahag, he still should be able to be motzi the person who hasn't missed a day. He should be able to be motzi him in the bracha, because if we hold afal b'shiyatza motzi, so then you should hold that even though he's not mechuyev b'davar now in the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, but he was mechuyev at some point in time, so afal b'shiyatza motzi should tell me that he can be motzi the person who's a full mechuyev b'davar at this point in time. That's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say. L'chor, it's a big chiddush. Because if the Rishalmi argues with the rule of Ava B'Shiyatza Motzi, so then why does the Rishalmi formulate the din that a Ben Krach, that a Ben Ir can't be Motzi a Ben Krach? The Rishalmi should have said that a Ben Ir can't be Motzi even another Ben Ir if he's already Ben Yotze himself. Right? If someone reads the Megillah on the 14th, so can he be motzi someone else? So we assume yes, because we hold afal b'shiyatza motzi. But if the Rishalmi argues with that principle and it denies the din of afal b'shiyatza motzi, so it should come out that a person can be yotze the Megillah himself, and he can be motzi someone else at the same time midin shomea ka'oneh. But if someone has already been yotze the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, then he can't be motzi another person, even on the same day. Right? The Ben Ir on Yud Dalet Adar shouldn't be able to be motzi another Ben Ir once he has already been yotze. So why does the Yerushalmi formulate the din that the Ben Ir can't be motzi the Ben Krach? Let it say a bigger chiddush that a Ben Ir can't be motzi even another Ben Ir once he already has been yotze himself. So it would appear that the Yerushalmi is not arguing with the principle of yotze motzi. Not arguing with the principle of Yatzam Motzi. What the Yerushalmi is saying is that the Ben Ir and the Ben Krach have two different chiyuvim. Even though they're both chiyuvim in Mikra Megillah, but the Ben Ir has a chiyuv on Yud Dalet Adar, the Ben Krach has a chiyuv on Tesvav Adar, and these are viewed as two totally different chiyuvim. So because they're different chiyuvim, that's why one can't be Motzi the other. But that's nothing to do with Yatzam Motzi. So the svara of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank to explain the Beis Halevi is very difficult. Again, we have a machlokas, the Beis Halevi and the Pri Chodosh. Let's say a person misses a day of Sfiras HaOmer. So he's no longer mechuyev b'davar according to the Bahag, at first glance, right? L'chora, according to the Bahag, he's no longer mechuyev b'davar. So can he be motzi someone else who's still a mechuyev b'davar? Can he be motzi him in the bracha? According to the Beis Halevi, yes. According to the Pri Chodosh, no. So the Pri Chodosh quotes a raya from the Yerushalmi, the Ben Ir can't be motzi a Ben Krach in the Mitzvah Megillah. That shows you that if someone is not a mechuyev b'davar, so then he can't be motzi someone who is a mechuyev b'davar. Comes the Beis Halevi and says, why is this any different than afal b'shiyatza motzi? The din of afal b'shiyatza motzi l'chor is that someone who has some kind of a chiyev in this mitzvah, but presently doesn't have a chiyev anymore, he still can be motzi another individual who's a mechuyev b'davar completely. So in the same way, the person who has missed the day of Sfira, who now is not a mechuyev b'davar in Sfira Sa'omer, he should still be able to be motzi the person who's mechuyev in Sfira Sa'omer completely in the bracha. So what's the answer? To say that the Yerushalmi argues with the din of Yatzam Motzi seems difficult. So what's the answer for the Beis Halevi? Why does the Beis Halevi argue with the Yerushalmi? He does have the rule of Yatzam Motzi, but yet the Yerushalmi seems to be against him. So how can we reconcile the position of the Yerushalmi with the sheet of the Beis Halevi? So the Achronim suggest a different approach. They want to say that maybe there's a chiluk. Maybe even if we agree with the Yerushalmi, maybe it's not the same as this case. Maybe what the Yerushalmi is saying is that a person who's not a mechuyev b'davar in the mitzvah of someone else, he can't be motzi him. The rule is that only a mechuyev b'davar can be motzi someone else. But if someone is not a mechuyev b'davar in this mitzvah at all, then he can't be motzi the other individual. L'mashal, a cherishot v'katan. Cherishot v'katan are not mitzvah in the mitzvah. They don't have the same chiyev as a gadol. Right? So since they don't have a chiyev in the mitzvah b'chlal, then they can't be motzi a gadol. Noshim, right, in mitzvah say she hazman grama, they're pturos, they don't have a chiyuv, so they can't be motzi someone else in that mitzvah, because they don't have a chiyuv b'chlal. So similarly, what the Yerushalmi is saying is that the Ben Ir doesn't have the chiyuv of the Ben Krach. He doesn't have a chiyuv to read the Megillah on Tesvav Adar. So if he doesn't have a chiyuv b'chlal in this mitzvah, so then it doesn't make any sense for him to be motzi him. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. But perhaps one can suggest that that has nothing to do with what we're talking about over here. In the case where someone missed the day of Sfiras HaOmer, he had a chiyuv in Sfiras HaOmer at the beginning. And next year he's going to have a chiyuv in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer as well. He has a chiyuv in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It just so happens that right now he can't be yotze the mitzvah anymore. So some of the achronim have a formulation that if he can't be yotze the mitzvah, he's not a mechuyev b'davar now. You look at the Maimer Mordechai. Maimer Mordechai is an achron that the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot. Maimer Mordechai says that in this case, if someone misses a day of Sfiras HaOmer, then Taka, right now he's not a Mechuyah B'davar. But he was a Mechuyah B'davar in the beginning, and he's going to be a Mechuyah B'davar next year. So how can you say he's not a Mechuyah B'davar? How can you call him Ein a Mechuyah B'davar? He's a Mechuyah B'davar in this mitzvah. It's just that right now, he can't be Yotze the Chiv. He doesn't have a Chiv anymore because he just missed it. But you can't call him Ein a Mechuyah B'davar in this mitzvah. A Chereshot V'Katan are not a Mechuyah B'davar in the mitzvah B'chlal. They're not shaykh to the mitzvah. Noshim in certain mitzvahs are not shy to the mitzvah. A ben ear in the mitzvah Mikra Megillah on Tesvav Adar is not shy to the mitzvah Bechlal. They're in Eina Mechuyah B'davar, so they can't be motzi someone who's a Mechuyah B'davar completely. But the person who missed the day of Sfira, he's a Mechuyah B'davar in this mitzvah. Just right now, he's not a Mechuyah B'davar. That's the Loshon that the Maimer Mordechai uses. The Sefer Nohar Shalom, also another Achron that the Mishnah Berurah quotes quite a bit. So he says the same idea, but he formulates it a little bit differently. He says not only is this person Mechuyah B'davar at the beginning of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, and is he going to be Mechuyah B'davar next year as well, he's even Mechuyah B'davar right now in the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. It's just he's an onus. He can't fulfill the mitzvah. There's nothing he can do. He missed the boat. Right? If he misses a day of Sfiras, so now he's broken the continuity of the count. Or the mitzvah is not complete. If the Bahag holds the mitzvah is composed of 49 different parts, and if you miss one of the parts, then it's all one big mitzvah. It's all one big mitzvah. And if you miss one of the days, so then you're missing in the mitzvah. So this person just can't count Sfira anymore. It's not that he's not a Mechuyah B'davar. He's a Mechuyah B'davar, but his hands are tied. He can't be Yotzei the mitzvah. He's Mechuyah in the mitzvah, but he can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. But since he's a Mechuyah B'davar, why shouldn't he be able to make a bracha for the other individual who hasn't missed a day of Sfira? You see, it could be that the Yerushalmi is not a stira to the Beis Halevi. What the Yerushalmi is saying is someone who's not a Mechuyah B'davar in the mitzvah at all, if he's not shy to the mitzvah, of course he can't be motzi someone who is a Mechuyah B'davar. But if someone has a chiyuv in this mitzvah, either he has a chiyuv at some point in time, before, next year, at some point in time he'll have a chiyuv in this mitzvah, so then it doesn't make any sense to call him Ein a Mechuyah B'davar. He's a Mechuyah B'davar. It's just right now he's not a Mechuyah B'davar. Or maybe even right now we could say that this individual is a Mechuyah B'davar in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's just that his hands are tied. He doesn't have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. He's onus in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But because he is a Mechuyah B'davar even now, or because we define him as a Mechuyah B'davar in the mitzvah at some point in time, then Itaka makes sense that he should be able to be motzi the other individual who's a Mechuyah B'davar completely in this mitzvah. Okay, so these are the different shittas, right? We have the Beis Halevi, who wants to say that a person, even after missing a day of Sfiras HaOmer, he still can be motzi others in the brach of Sfiras HaOmer. I mean, technically he'd be able to be motzi the other individual in Sfiras HaOmer as well. It's not just the bracha, but the other person can count for himself. The point is, in this circumstance, he's in an embarrassing situation that he's going to have to tell people that he missed the day of Sfira, so he'd prefer not to tell anyone. So the Beis Halevi claims he doesn't have to, because as long as he tells one individual in the call that he wants to be motzi him, he has to link up to that person. So that individual has to be mechavin to be yotze the bracha from him, and he has to be mechavin to be motzi that other individual in the bracha. But as long as they link up together and he's taka mechavin to be motzi him, so then he'll be able to be motzi him, according to the Beis Halevi, because he really is viewed as a Mechuyah B'davar. He still is a Mechuyah B'davar. Maybe we view him still as a Mechuyah B'davar, it's just he's an onus in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But even if right now he's not a Mechuyah B'davar, but you can't call him an Ein a Mechuyah B'davar in this mitzvah, he's shayach to this mitzvah. He was shayach to it before, he'll be shayach to it next year, so how can you say that he's not a Mechuyah B'davar? Chari, he should be a Mechuyah B'davar, he's just now he's not a Mechuyah B'davar. That's the position of the Beis Halevi. But the Pri Chodesh argues, and he says no. He says that if he missed a day, so then he's no longer Mechuyah now. If he's no longer Mechuyah now, he's no different than the Ben Krach and the Ben Ir. The Ben Ir and the Ben Krach don't share the same Chiyuv, but they have a Chiyuv in Mikra Megillah. Both of them have a Chiyuv in Mikra Megillah. It's just right now, the Ben Ir, right, on Yom Tesvav Adar, the Ben Ir doesn't have a Chiyuv. On Yom Yudalit Adar, the Ben Krach doesn't have a Chiyuv. So why is it any different? Zok the Pri Chodesh. Right? They both have a chiyuv, but right now they're not a Mechuyah B'davar. So if the Ben Ir can't be motzi Ben Krach on Tesvav Adar, so then Zok the Pri Chodesh, it doesn't make sense that the person who forgot a day of Sfira should be able to be motzi the person who hasn't forgotten, who's still Mechuyah B'davar completely. I saw Rav Shmuel Vosner in Shevet HaLevi wants to go even further than the Beis HaLevi. He wants to suggest that B'makom Kavod HaTorah, if it's a kavod for the rav of the city and mishtama for the kavod abrios of the shliach tzibur, he says lechori you don't even have to ask from the member of the kohol. You can just make the bracha for the kohol anyway. Well, actually, the way he puts it, the person can still make a bracha on the mitzvah. After all, the whole reason why we're machmer to assume that after one misses a day of sfira, he can no longer make a bracha, that's to be choshish for the shita of the Bahag. But most Rishonim disagree. The Bali Tosis, the Rosh, most Rishonim argue with the Bahag, and they claim that even if a person has missed a day of sfira, he can still count sfira with a bracha. So Zok the Shevet Alevi, b'di'evid, b'shas adchak, in this extenuating circumstance, one can be makel for the shita of the Bali Tosis. So if you make it for the Shita of the Bali Tosis, then the person can count sphere with a bracha himself. Right? So he can make the bracha and count sphere for himself, not just to be motzi someone else. He can do his own, he can say his own bracha to be make it for the position of the Bali Tosis. In normal circumstances, we'll be machmer for the Bahag. Not to do that, we'll assume that maybe the person who's missed the day of sphere should not make a bracha for himself. But b'shas adchak, in this extenuating circumstance, where someone is serving as a shliach tzibur and he has to make the bracha on behalf of the tzibur, so then perhaps there's room to be mekel for the shita of the Balei Tosfos, that this person can make a bracha for himself, for his own sphira. Forget about being motzi someone from the kohol. Maybe he can make a bracha, even if you'll be machmer for the pri chadosh, that maybe he shouldn't be able to be motzi someone else according to the Bahag, but maybe he can be mekel for the Balei Tosfos, that even if a person forgets a day of sfira, he can still count the rest of the days with a bracha. So in this extenuating circumstance, maybe he can be mekel for the shita of the Balei Tosfos.